Hello, everybody. This is a long overdue audio boo about our very recent trip to Rome for the National Vocations Conference held in the Domus Pacis between the 2nd and 5th of January. We headed out to Rome on Friday the 2nd, arriving in the early evening to be collected and taken to the Domus Pacis, where we met Monsignor Nico Del Molin and his team, who put together the national conference, which is held in the first weekend in January every year. And for the past few years, it has been held at the Domus Pacis, which is not too far from the Vatican, on the Via Aurelia, on the edge, shall we say, of the city. Very accessible from the Gran Recordo Anulare and the airports. But anyway, that's Friday. Saturday morning, we got up and had our breakfast. Then we had a little walk around the block, so to speak, to get our bearings. And after lunch, we met with the accompanist, Lorenzo Acipella from Scala on the Amalfi Coast, and his girlfriend, Francesca Fusco, from the beautiful town of Amalfi itself. We had no idea who the accompanist was going to be. We were very pleasantly surprised when we met Lorenzo, because he was a fantastic musician, classically trained. He's now presently pursuing a kind of a crossover career with classical and jazz as the focus of his work. He's directed choirs, orchestras, etc., and now he's focusing on his own jazz ensemble that is doing classical jazz, if I could describe it as that, with Francesca Fusco, his girlfriend, who's a singer in the group. A young man of fantastic abilities and a fantastic future, I'd say. A composer as well, and we had the good fortune of listening to some of his works, which he had recorded and on his iPhone, which he let us hear. And on the evening of the concert, he did a very quick harmonisation of a beautiful song that Francesca sang during the concert itself, called Dolce Sentire. It's the words of St. Francis of Assisi and his canticle of creation and the creatures. Anyway, that's Saturday. Yes, we had our rehearsal Saturday afternoon, which lasted about 3 hours. We went through things very in great detail, but at a casual pace, enjoying the music making and looking forward to then getting up later on after the conference delegates had moved down for their dinner, up to the actual conference space where we would be performing, to see the beautiful piano that the that Don Nico had been able to obtain from Fazioli, I think, a company in Rome. It was a beautiful, not just a grand, but a concert grand piano. No expense spared, it must be said, and a delightful instrument. Sunday morning, after breakfast, we prepared for Mass and had the privilege of then dining with the Cardinal Secretary of State, Cardinal Parolin, after Mass at his table. He originally mistook us for representatives and delegates from Ireland, and indeed rectors of seminaries, until he discovered that we were none other than the priests, and he was greatly interested in the genesis of the band and what kind of music we sang. He was disappointed not to be able to attend our concert on the Sunday evening, but wished us all the best, and really a very, very pleasant individual, very pleasant man, very much at ease in everybody's company, and put everybody at ease in his company, which is, you know, for a cardinal, secretary of state, and a very high-ranking member of the church, is very endearing. The concert itself then took place at 9:30, about half an hour later than advertised, on Sunday evening in the conference aula, to a maximum audience of just over 1,000 people, which was all the delegates from various dioceses in Italy, many young women and young men, seminarians, novices, people on a vocational journey, vocations directors, lay people associated with the work of vocational direction and formation and promotion. It was absolutely fantastic to see so many young people and enthusiastic about what they were doing, their lives as seminarians or as novices or as religious sisters and brothers and newly ordained priests or deacons. So it was there was a real buzz about the conference, and it was delightful to meet them and to get the opportunity to chat with them and find out a bit more about their seminaries, the numbers in the seminaries. Of course, we would compare them with our fewer numbers here in Ireland, but we have to remember we're a much smaller nation with only 4 million or 4.5 million inhabitants, and consequently our numbers are going to be, shall we say, proportionately smaller. But that said, they enjoyed the concert, as indeed did we. We had great sound, great music, musicians with us, and just a great atmosphere. Really, really encouraging and endearing. And I think they saw a side to maybe priesthood that they hadn't seen before through three Irish priests. We were a little tired after the concert, of course, on Sunday. We met a few people we knew from previous visits to Rome who kindly came to the concert to hear us and to see us afterwards. We spent a little time in their company before retiring to bed, getting up then early on Monday morning, the 5th of January, to catch our flight from Ciampino Airport to Dublin at 11 o'clock, leaving us back in Dublin around Irish time at about 10 past 2 or so. So all in all, a wonderful, delightful visit to Rome at the beginning of the new year. We didn't get the chance to see anything in Rome, of course, because we were really more or less restricted, given our time, to remaining on site at the Domus Pacis to get the work that we needed to do to put the concert in place. But work though it may have been, it was very rewarding and really very enjoyable. Some of the photographs, a few photographs, are I think already on the website, and if not, will shortly be on our website. That's thepriests.org, and I imagine when we get more photographs from the official photographers at the conference, when they're sent through to us, we'll ensure that they're also put up on our website. The next thing, of course, that we're looking forward to now, of course, is our forthcoming relatively short 2-week tour in North America, in the US of A, which we're presently putting together, putting the final touches to, and planning. So watch the space, watch the website, there'll be more information there, and I'll have to do a little bit better on behalf of the priests to ensure that we keep you up to speed with the odd audio boo. In the meantime, listen, thanks for touching base with us in this audio boo, and on behalf of Father Martin, Father David and myself, wish you all a very, very happy and blessed new year, and may God shower you with his choicest blessings in 2015.